The Matanuska and Susitna valleys are reeling from floods due to Wednesday's intense wind and rain. Earlier today, the Matanuska-Susitna borough declared a state of emergency and has requested help from state officials. John Madden, director of Alaska Homeland Security and emergency manager for the state, says the State Emergency Operations Center has been activated.
When we have people responding in supporting the local communities after a disaster declaration, we activate our State Emergency Operations Center to support them. So we have people on scene with them at their Emergency Operations Center, working with them to find out at the earliest possible time that they would need assistance beyond what they already have.
Madden says state liaisons are working with the Borough Emergency Operations Center, but so far the state has not deployed any equipment nor crews to the Matsu. He says the local emergency operations responders are doing the job.
What we do is that as the local communities define and identify what they need, they have a single place to go to, the State Emergency Operations Center, that they can ensure that they have access through us to the full resources of the state. Every department, every employee, every asset we have, we can address to meet their needs.
Carol Vardaman with the Matanuska-Susitna Borough Emergency Operations Center says rain is expected to taper off by tomorrow, although more rain is expected over the weekend, followed by another wind event. Vardaman says so far only four people have taken shelter in one of three emergency shelters the borough has set up. Rivers and creeks are rising dramatically, and in one instance early this morning, high water prompted an unusual rescue.
A crazy event. There's no identifiable stream on the maps. It's normally a swampy area, but apparently we're guessing the ground is just saturated to a point where it's suddenly lifted up. When 911 was called, it was knee-deep, and by the time they got there, minutes later, it was waist-deep. A man was sloshing down the cul-de-sac with his dog in his arms, and in the few minutes that it took to get the raft off the trailer, it was chest deep, and it just rose and rose. They paddled out and rescued five or six homes, so a total of about nine people.
Further north in the Matsu borough, the river gauge on the Yentna is 3 feet underwater. Several other creeks and rivers have already crested or are forecast to crest later today. Emergency crews are making house-to-house contact in affected areas in Willow, Trapper Creek, and Talkeetna, and an Anchorage Fire Department dive team has been stationed in Sunshine. By 11 this morning, the Talkeetna River had risen over several riverfront properties and begun streaming across a road into the Talkeetna Riverfront subdivision. Elaine Desant's house was surrounded by several feet of water, although it had not yet made it inside her house, which is 3 feet off the ground. She was in her home in the Talkeetna River subdivision when emergency services knocked on her door this morning.
And I guess my place was the first one to be hit, and I woke up this morning and it wasn't raining. And I thought everything was going to be fine, although I listened to the weather last night, and they didn't say the Talkeetna was going to be overflowing. And by 11:15, I think it was EMTs that came out, and Mia let me know that I needed to get my paperwork out of here and leave, which I'm still here, and it's after 3. And it's not rising too quickly, but it's not looking good, and I am fixing to leave now.
Iditarod musher Jerry Souza began bringing in truckloads of gravel this morning to shore up the boat launch at his riverfront Talkeetna fishing guides, turning his Iditarod drop bags into makeshift sandbags. The Talkeetna River is expected to crest later today. So far, no injuries or property loss has been reported in Talkeetna. Heavy rain also prompted some voluntary evacuations in Seward today, and the Kenai River is expected to reach flood stage early this evening. Meanwhile, a new flood warning was issued for Cordova late this afternoon, as heavy rainfall is expected there tonight.